2 years ago, I posted my Battlesmith video on the 29th of December. It was my last video of the year. Now we're here on the 26th of December, probably, and it's my last video of 2025. I don't know why, but I find that kind of funny. Anyways, new Battlesmith. Not only did the Artificer get stronger, but so did this. The ranking is still the same. This is the second best Artificer in the game, which is beaten by Artillerist for printing more and better items, and being much more useful for the team with spamming temp HP, and being much more range friendly. But this subclass has some advantages over Artillerist, so let's talk about them. Welcome to Pack Tactics, and thank you very much for this fantastic year. It's been great. And now, this spell list is great. It hasn't changed. I rated it okay last time. But what has changed are these two spells here. Aura Vitality and Conjure Barrage are so much stronger now. Conjure Barrage is a 60-foot cone that does 5d8 force damage with half on a save. It's weaker than Fireball damage-wise, and Fireball is easier to place because you don't need to move around and stuff. And you can Fireball from far distances. But with Conjure Barrage, you select who gets affected by the spell. So this is much more martial friendly.
Kobold, they're always in the way. It's so annoying.
I don't think it's that bad as most people make it out to be. And I find that people are fine with getting blasted, but this spell is definitely better at majority of tables. And if I had the option to pick this or Fireball, I would pick this. As for Aura Vitality, nothing changed except you can circle cast it with your friends, which can make it last an hour or longer, which is insanely useful out of combat because the entire party can easily heal up. This is now the best healing spell in the entire game. The secondary caster does need to expend a spell slot, but it can just be a first level slot for them. It's 100% worth it. As for the other spells, Shield is awesome, and Fire Shield is above average, but I don't really recommend it. The reason why is because your Conjure Barrage and Aura Vitality are so powerful, and you can also pick up Tiny Servant. Next, Battle Ready. Battlesmith is really the Gish Artificer, and this hasn't changed. You can still equip martial weapons, and use them as a spellcasting focus, and use your Intelligence mod for attacks and damage rolls. Good stuff. Next, the Steel Defender. The rules are basically the same as old, and you can still flavor it into a doggy or something cooler.
Kobold, I like the go-kart the most.
Me too. That's the fun one if your DM allows it. The Defender is a very powerful early mount, by the way, but you need to be small-sized for that. The Defender is a medium-sized creature. Here are the real changes, though. They improved their AC, but decreased the HP, which is overall a buff. The Vigilant feature is now replaced with Steel Bond, which makes it better at making saves. I have a feeling a lot of people are gonna forget about that, but anyways. They also get to do more damage. To give you the DPR with 20 intelligence, it's going to be 7.7. The damage is good when you get it, it's good at survivability, and getting the defender back is pretty cheap. It will struggle around mid-tier 2 fights, but it will always be useful no matter what. Mount or not, this is a fantastic feature, and it doesn't go away after an hour like the cannons. But I don't really think they have that much of an advantage over the cannons due to how bad first level artificer spells are. But it can in theory eat up too many shield slots, but I highly doubt that because dungeons have many encounters, and the dungeon itself is usually like about an hour long. And if you just have 2 encounter days that are spread out from each other, this Steel Defender is not giving you much of an advantage. The cannons can also give everyone temp HP at the end of every single fight. That's 8 plus your intelligence because you can spam it. So with 4 people, that's a total of 52 temp HP, assuming you max out your intelligence. Well, whatever. The defender is obviously easier to deal with. You treat it like a pet. Also, it doesn't need to be a dog or a go-kart or anything like that. It can be like a robot person. You can flavor it to whatever you want. Now for tools of the trade. This is really important for the new artificer. You get proficiency with smith's tools, and crafting magic weapons takes half the time. If you craft with a friend, that time is halved again. So if you want to create a weapon of warning, which is the absolute best option right away at level 3, all you need to do is pay 200 gold for raw materials and spend 2.5 days creating it, if you have a friend helping. After you've crafted a weapon of warning, it doesn't really matter who gets it. You should move on to creating inspelled weapons, which can have a conjuration, divination, evocation, necromancy, or transmutation spell in it. You need to know the spell though before creating it. And you can only place one spell. You can't change it once it's put in. Once you've created this item, you'll have 6 charges of that spell, which recharge daily. The bad thing is you have a set DC and attack bonus, which really sucks. And these weapons require attunement as well. Another problem you have, this is a good problem, to be honest. If you're successful in crafting inspelled weapons, like multiple of them, you'll run out of things to craft really quickly through your feature. Unlike the artillerist, alchemist, or cartographer. Artillerist will always print wands of magic missile, for example, because they don't require attunement. They're always going to be useful. But anyways, if you end up in that scenario, then you should craft other things that are not weapons, like scribing scrolls or creating wondrous items, like creating bags of holdings for bag of holding bombings. Your defender is really good at setting off those bombs. Remember, you have like 4 tool proficiencies. I don't know how many you have. You have tons. So you can basically do whatever you want. It'll be slower, but you know. You're keeping things in production. You're being an artificer. But let's steer back to the inspelled weapons. There's a problem you have, and this is a big kick in the balls. Your first level spell list is so bad that you have to multiclass to get a better list. Like, look how terrible these options are.
Oof-da!
I looked around the multiclass options for a better list, like Wizard, and nothing seems to beat like a regular Wand of Magic Missile, surprisingly. The best I could find is an inspelled weapon of Entangle, which you can grab through the Magic Initiate feature. That's a Druid spell, but remember, your DC is set to like 13. But hey, the spell has automatic difficult terrain, so there's that. Another great option is Goodberry, funnily enough, because you get 60 berries worth of healing out of combat, which you and your party can eat. The second level artificer list is better, but then you have to craft a rare magic item, which costs 2,000 gold and takes 12.5 days. The 4 best options you really have are Heat Metal, Vortex Warp, Spider Climb, and Rope Trick. Once you hit level 9, that's when crafting inspelled weapons gets amazing. Because you can put Conjure Barrage in the weapon, and the crafting time is the same as a rare item. Even though your DC is set to 15, it will always be amazing because of the half damage. I made a video about the math around it. Do not underestimate half damage. It's so powerful. But yeah, Battlesmith crafting has it pretty rough compared to the other subclasses. But hey, you have more options than an artillerist, I suppose. And really, this is still an S tier feature, so don't worry about it. By the way, this video is sponsored by OnlyCrits, which has over 100 different dice sets in their store, ranging from resin, metal, sharp edge, hollow, and even weird dice that have water in them. It makes the eyeball move around. Fancy.
If you're a power gamer, I recommend the cheese dice for funny memes. Everyone will get a good laugh. It's optimal to be funny!
I personally recommend the Dragon Eye multiple dice set because you get 6 sets of dice instead of 1. And you get a bag of holding!
Oh, guys! For something truly random, you can sign up for a mystery dice set subscription! Everybody likes random! Except for Kobold, because he's boring.
I'm very boring. I highly recommend checking out OnlyCrits. They're awesome. I talk about them all the time. Use the code PACKTACTICS for a 15% discount. Head on over there now by using my link. It's in the description. Back to the video. Extra attack is straightforward, but if you're doing a ranged build with a musket or crossbow, you'll need a feat to bypass the reloading property or create a repeating shot. I don't recommend repeating shots with 2025 Artificer because your 6th level plans have way better options like transmuting multiple pipes of haunting. It's also attunement. If you're ranged and you don't feel like going through gunner or crossbow expert, then just use a longbow instead. I do prefer extra attack over true strike, by the way. I've always been an extra attack enjoyer. It's usually more DPR. Next, 9th level, Arcane Jolt. It's the same as old. You have a number of uses which you regain on a long rest that function either like a classic smite or heal, but you can only activate it once per turn. Really, we should kind of be thinking like an old classic paladin here. We should just use the damage when we crit. That way, the damage doubles. Now for the capstone, it's nerfed. They removed a bullet point, basically. This used to give the defender a +2 AC. Everything else is the same as old, and these are small damage increases. They are really peanuts compared to what an artillerist gets with having two cannons that can both provide half cover to the whole party. That's +2 AC and +2 dex to potentially everyone. Also, the artillerist gets Wall of Force later, which is absolutely nuts. But anyways, it's okay. It's a damage increase, but not really capstone appropriate. In the past, I recommended just going Battlesmith 6 or 9, and then multiclassing out into something else. But due to how strong this Artificer is with Conjure Barrage, I am absolutely certain that going straight Artificer is just so much better, because you get the spell storing item at level 11. That's 10 more charges of Conjure Barrage. At level 10, you can transmute elemental gems and pick up a Broom of Flying. And finally, at level 14, you can pick up a Cube of Force. And of course, transmute multiple of that. The power really ramps up like crazy as soon as you hit level 9 because of the subclass spells you get. And the same applies to the Artillerist. But screw the Artillerist, the Battlesmith has a fun go-kart you can drive around. End of video and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much for this fantastic year. It's been a heck of an adventure.
Yeah, from the bottom of our hearts, we love you guys. Thank you so much for watching our videos. You guys have no idea how much it means to me. This year's been the toughest one so far, and it looks like next year is gonna be even harder.
We barely have any sponsors left.
So if you like this channel, we hope to earn your support on Patreon or YouTube membership. For those who are already doing that, you guys are angels. By the way, I'm fine with getting a part-time job if I have to, but obviously I want to put all my work time into the channel. D&D is more important than real life. We gotta convert everyone into the Dragon Cult.
Yeah, we're the good guys.
I have one more exciting announcement to make, but I haven't fully decided to commit to it yet. I'll know for sure in January. I think it's going to be a ton of fun. But right now, time is my enemy. But anyways, go check out OnlyCrits and buy some cool dice. That helps us too. And we'll see you guys next year and kick some ass. There's plenty more optimization and power gaming to be done.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.